morning, brothers and sisters. Let us pray. Now, we come to you. We thank you for calling us once again to learn together in your name. So, Lord, we sing praise to you because you are worthy. Let us be share and we listen, and as we have fellowship together with brother and sister, that we ask you to bring our hearts to you. No matter what we say, what we listen, draw our hearts to you so that before you, you can speak to us and we can see you. Lord, we ask you to surpass all the limitation of the speakers and the listeners, so that before you, your work can be done without hindrance. Your words can be delivered to our hearts without hindrance. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Last two times, I share about the purpose of the God instituted marriage and also the design of marriage. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, this can be regarded as the blueprint of marriage. It said, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." In this marriage blueprint, it talks about the relationship with parents before the actual joining together in marriage. From this, we see that the relationship with parents is so important that the Lord needs to include it in this very short and concise form of marriage blueprint. Our relationship with parents does affect our marital relationship. Among the Ten Commandments written on the two tablets of stone with the fingers of God in the Old Testament, Commandments 1 to 4 are about man-God relationship. Commandments 5 to 10 are about man-man relationship. Honoring parents is the fifth commandment. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, God said, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you." So we can see that the commandment is the pivotal point of man-God relationship and man-man relationship. This tells us that only when you have a good and proper man-God relationship, then you can have a proper man-man relationship. Honoring parents is also the first one of the six commandments of man-man relationship. When you know how to relate to your parents according to God's way, you then know how to relate to other people, including your spouse. If a person has learned well in honoring parents through loving and respecting them before marriage, he or she will be much better equipped to love and respect the spouse after marriage. So today, I would like to share on honoring parents as part of my message series on marriage. Honoring parents is the first commandment with promise. Let us read together. Ephesians chapter 6, 1 to 3. Children, we read together, how about? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. Here in the New Testament, Paul restated God's fifth commandment of honoring parents in Exodus of the Old Testament, we just read previously. In the New Testament original Greek, to honor includes meaning like to assign value and to give honor. In the Old Testament original Hebrew, it has meaning of to be weighty, to respect, or to give glory. So honoring parents is God's commandment, a very important commandment. But sadly, this commandment has been taken lightly or even ignored by many Christians, including young and old. Not only this, honoring parents is also a commandment with promise. Actually, this is the first commandment with promise. But the promise is not like that. If you honor parents, then you will live longer. And if you don't, then you will die young. Obviously, they are godly people, honoring their parents who die young. And wicked people, dishonoring their parents, live to very old age. The commandment and the related promise here is quoted from Exodus 20, verse 12, where it says, "Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." The promise is not what has been translated in Ephesians chapter 6, that you may live long on the earth, but should be what is written in the Old Testament, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. May be long upon which land? On the promised land of Canaan, of milk and honey, which was given by God to Israel people. This promised land in the Old Testament is to signify the riches of Christ in New Testament. Therefore, if we apply Paul's quoted Old Testament promise to New Testament Christians, the meaning is as follows. Honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in Christ with his riches. If you want to live long in Christ, to enjoy his spiritual riches, ask the Lord to teach you how to honor your parents. If you want to enjoy Christ's riches in your marriage, ask the Lord to teach you how to honor your parents. Indeed, honoring parents has the promise of God's blessing. But it also has the promise of God's judgment. Jesus quoted Old Testament in Matthew chapter 15, verse 4, saying that, "For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death." Here the translated word curses in the Old Testament Hebrew means despise. When Jesus quoted it, in the New Testament Greek means speak evil of or insult. Therefore, in the Old Testament, the judgment of insulting, despising, or speaking evil of parents is death. Now you may say, we are not in the Old Testament, but in New Testament. We are in the age of grace. However, the grace of God does not reduce his heart's desire for his children to honor their parents. It does displease God for his children dishonoring or despising their parents. In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17, it says, the eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it. Have you ever used your eyes to mock your parents? Some people might say, I did use my eyes to mock my parents, but my eyes have not yet picked out by ravens. Tragically, their eyes have been picked out even without their knowing. Their spiritual eyes have gone. Some people have been Christians for quite a number of years, but still can't see the beauty and preciousness of the Lord. Is it possible that the spiritual blindness is caused by, to some extent, despising or dishonoring their parents? Why God used such a strong intonation towards people despising parents? It is because in the despising eyes, there is something God hates. There are spirit of ungratefulness, the spirit of disobedience, and the spirit of pride. Let us get rid of our despising eyes, but replacing them with spirit of gratefulness, spirit of submission, and spirit of humility, and learn to honor our parents. Now let us look at how to honor parents. The first aspect of honoring parents is to respect them. For children, your parents are your authority. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." This verse addresses particularly to children who are not grown-up men. Colossians chapter 3, verse 20 says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing to the Lord." God desires children to be under authority of parents. He is pleased to develop an obedient spirit in you through your parents. Through your parents, God wants to deal with our disobedient and proud spirit inherited from the old sinful Adam's life. The self-centeredness of our old self hinders us to obey our parents. This is the same self-centeredness hinder us today to obey Jesus. He wants to teach us how to deny ourselves through our parents and develop a submissive spirit. Also, this obedience has a boundary because Paul said, "Obey your parents in the Lord." The boundaries is in the Lord, in Christ. In a matter of obedience to authority, we don't obey only to the authority just above us. When the high authority is conflicting with the authority just above us, we should obey the high authority, but not the authority just above us. In other words, if the authority just above you asks you to do something, sin against God, you shouldn't disobey God in order to obey the authority just above you. Rather, we should obey God, who is the higher authority, and not sin against God. If our parents ask us to do something, we reckon that the Lord might not be pleased, then we need to seek the Lord whether this is the case. If so, we need to learn to ask God for wisdom and a humble spirit to communicate with our parents. To understand the underlying purpose of our parents' intention of their instruction or bidding. To see whether there are other ways to fulfill our parents' underlying purpose without doing the things that God doesn't think appropriate. In this aspect, Daniel gives us a good example. In Daniel chapter 1, verse 3 to 16. Today we don't have time to read it in detail. But I would like to highlight a few points on obedience. You might go home to read it again if you want. In this session, Daniel chapter 1, verse 3 to 16, in verse 5, told us that the Babylonian king assigned food and wine from the king's table to the captured young men. They are in captivity. The young men of Israel, royal and noble families. Daniel was one of them. In verse 8 said, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. It is because the king's choice food consisted of the unclean animal forbidden by the Old Testament law, and the wine which the king drank has been offered to idols. Verse 8 also said Daniel, he requested the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. That seeking of permission is a humble communication. Verse 9, it said, God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. Daniel's humility not only enabled him to receive God's favor and compassion, but also enabled him to receive other people's favor and compassion. Through this humble communication, Daniel discovered the underlying purpose of the king's command on food and wine. Verse 10 to us said, the underlying purpose is to ensure the young man to be healthy and look fresh. Verse 12 to 13 said, Daniel proposed an alternative to achieve that underlying purpose to his authority. Daniel suggested that to have vegetables and plain water only to test for 10 days in order to achieve this. Achieve his authority's underlying purpose without defiling himself. Verse 14 to 16 told us that God honored Daniel's resolution not to defile himself and to reward him for his humble attitude towards his authority. God used Daniel's creative solution to bless him with much better health than those who took king's meal. In this way, Daniel, by God's help, achieved a happy ending through his resolution to please God and through his humble communication before man. However, sometimes God does allow difficult situations to happen. Sometimes the parents insist their demand at the end. You also know clearly that after seeking God, that He doesn't want you to follow in your parents' instruction. Then sometimes, you might need to disobey your parents in the matter, but with a gentle and meek spirit. Just like what Peter said in Acts chapter 5, verse 29. We ought to obey God rather than man. This disobedience is for loving the Lord. On the other hand, this disobedience is also for loving the parents. because that is to stop and avoid the actual harmful consequences caused by the wrong thinking and instructions of the parents. This is how we should disobey with a submissive and loving spirit. Now we are going to look at honoring parents by loving them. We can love them by obeying them, as mentioned. I would like to share with you a few aspects. The first aspect is to spend time with your parents and learn to share with them. As you grow older, from child to teenager and young adulthood, before you there may be an exciting world, new world for you to explore. You might want to spend more time with your friends rather than your parents. This can easily draw most of your attention, so that there is a natural tendency to leave your parents behind and ignore them. Therefore, it is important to make a conscious effort to spend time to communicate with your parents as you grow older. That is to love them through listening to them and knowing them. Ask them what you can pray for them. Ask them what you can give thanks for them in their experience and learning in God, if they're Christian. Also love them through sharing yourself with them. How God is gracious to you recently. What you have experienced and learned before God recently. What is your need or worry these days so that you can tell them and they can pray for you. As you share your life with them and let them know you better, your parents will feel honored and feel loved. If you learn how to do this to your parents today, you are preparing yourself to do this to your spouse tomorrow, if you are going to marry. A lot of marriages fail because the husband and the wife don't know how to spend time to understand one another and be understood enough. The second aspect of honoring parents through love is that as children grow older, they should honor their parents by looking after their physical needs. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 15, 4-7, "For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God. Then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made a commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrites." The background is that God commanded Jews, Israel people, in the Old Testament to honor the parents, including physical needs financially. But the tradition exempted people from honoring parents through gifts if they offer the gift to God already. That is why Jesus said that they have made the commandment of God of no effect by their tradition. Here Jesus said clearly that we should help the physical and financial need of elderly parents. This doesn't mean that married children have to live with their elderly parents in order to look after them. So living with elderly parents can be a very good way to take care of them. Each family has its own unique practical need and situation. Each family should seek the Lord's leading regarding to this Because sometimes living with parents or in-laws after marriage can create very difficult tension, especially when some of them are not yet mature or Christ-like Christians. Married couple living with parents do require very intimate communication and resilient oneness between husband and wife. So when Christian couple living harmoniously together with their parents, this can be a very beautiful testimony. No matter whether you live with your parents or not, sons and daughters can't avoid the responsibility of helping aging parents' physical needs. Some people, including Christians, nowadays provide care to their children and parents with very different and contrasting attitudes. They take initiatives, priority, and a lot of resources to improve their young children's well-being, but forgot and ignore their elderly parents' basic needs, even to an extended period. This is not honoring parents. In God's eyes, both their young children and elderly parents are equally precious. Actually, our elderly parents will probably finish their earthly time to see God much sooner. We should have a sense of urgency to take care of them, take care of their well-being, so that they can finish well and be more ready to see God. Now, talking about caring for elderly parents, I'm always very grateful to Yvonne. For many years, my mom had a very unhappy relationship with her in-law, who was my grandma. And so my mom lived in anxiety and bitterness. After Yvonne and I had our daughter Joy, Yvonne initiated to ask my mom to come to live with us. At that time, my mom was very lonely, with no friends, and living by herself. Despite knowing beforehand that my mom was not able to help looking after Joy or doing any house chores, Yvonne still initiated to live with my mom, purely just because of wanting care for my mom's well-being and for looking after her easier while living under the same roof. It was not without cost, though. At that time, we live a very simple life in Hong Kong, in a small unit. The whole unit has only one bathroom. You know, nowadays the house or unit, you know, usually it's quite common to have a few bathrooms. And the thing is, my mom always needed to stay in the bathroom for hours, for washing clothes or her hands, due to her OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. You can imagine how inconvenient for Yvonne as a new mom, having a young baby with only one bathroom, which is always occupied by my mom. Yvonne knew this, all this very well beforehand, but still asked my mom to come to live with us. So she is a very good helper to me in honoring my parents through love, even more than my love for them. I'm very grateful to Yvonne. However, I can also see God bless those who honor and care for elderly parents. When Jesus was crucified on the cross in great pain, he didn't forget his earthly mother, Mary's need. He entrusted her to his beloved disciple, John, to look after her and to provide her need. As we learn to honor our parents, may God bless us with more Christ-like character. Thirdly, we can love our parents by learning to give them honor. God decides us to learn to give honor to our parents. No parent is perfect. Each parent has his or her own shortcomings and blind spots. God decides us to learn to accept them for their imperfection with love, as God accepts us with unconditional love. God delights in us to have a grateful spirit, so that we know how to give appreciation and thanks to our parents. This grateful spirit will help you to appreciate imperfect spouse tomorrow. When someone praises you, you can learn to deflect the praise to your parents. For example, if someone said to you, "Ah, you play violin so well," what would you respond? I saw Tim smile. I'm not sure who played violin or piano or whatever. What would you respond? You might say politely and humbly in a Chinese style, "No, no, no, I don't. And nani, nani." Or you just simply say thank you. Or thank you for your encouragement. Or you may say, thank you. Actually, today I can play violin. It's because my parents have put a lot of time, effort, and resources and encouragement to me. Or you say, this is because God has given me a lot of resources and encouragement through my parents. These are outward expressions of inner appreciation and thankfulness towards parents from a grateful heart. On the other hand, we can honor our parents by fearing and loving God. Third John verse 4 said, "I have no greater joy than to hear my children walk in truth." When the old apostle John heard of his spiritual children walking in the truth, he has no greater joy than this. I believe your father is a Christian. When he sees you walking in the truth, deep down his heart, he has no greater joy than this. When I see my children walking the truth as long as they live, love God and follow Him as long as they live, fear God and serve God as long as they live, no matter how great the achievement and wealth this world can give me, I have no greater joy than this. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 1 says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish son is a grief to his mother." Proverbs chapter 27 verse 11 said, "Be wise, my son, and make my heart glad, that I may reply to him who reproaches me." Do you love your mother? Do you love your father? So that you want to love the Lord to make your mother, your father's heart glad? May every son and daughter honor parents by fearing God and walking in the truth. We can also honor parents by love through praying for them. Intercession is the real form of loving and serving the person we intercede for. It is an effective way to co-work with God to bring blessings to our parents. It is also a very practical way to love and honor them. Through intercession with faith and love, God can do work on our parents. Although my mom lived a difficult life, but by God's grace, I can see how God miraculously worked on my mom's life through the intercession of her children, especially my younger brother. We migrated from Hong Kong to Australia, and my younger brother moved from other place to from Canada, other place back to Hong Kong to work. And that's the time when he became Christian. He prayed for mom every day until she was received by the Lord. Through intercession, God did turn my mom's life of sadness, bitterness, hopelessness into a life of happiness, forgiveness, and intercession for her children and grandchildren. My mom has no friend, but in the last few years of her life, she started to have friends. Because some brother and sister in the church, one or two, visit her. And then she feels comfortable. So even she can make a call to them, to talk to them. In the last few years of my mom's life, she can forgive those people around her had hurt her. Some people she feels jealous about. She can forgive them. She can be kind to them. My grandma had a lot of difficult, hurt my mom a lot. But my mom said, "It's okay. Those are gone things, past one. It's okay. Forgiveness." And even she can pray for her grandchildren, for her children. She used to look out through the window. You know, in Hong Kong, there's high rise. Look out through the window. And pray for the children, grandchildren name one by one. So in her last few years, God did prepare my mom go to see God and enjoy His rest, God's rest, through the work of God, co-working with man's intercession. Therefore, let us encourage one another. We can learn to pray for our parents. If they do not believe in Christ yet, we can intercede for them, so that they may know Christ and root in our God, our eternal God, in their short temporary life. If they have already been saved, but they are spiritually weak, we can pray for them so that the Lord can restore them back to Him and prepare them to get ready, be more ready to see God. If they are saved and are following God, we can still intercede for them so that they can enjoy spiritual fruitfulness in their last years of their life with grace upon grace. Praying for parents is the practical way to honor parents. Since honoring parents is so important to our children and to their future marriage, if they get married, I would like to share a few words on how parents should co-work with God now to help their children to honor parents. Firstly, parents need to learn to be good authority. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4 say, "Do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." Secondly, be a good model of submission and love. For mother, being the wife of your children's father, submit to your husband as to the Lord, as in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. For father, being the husband of your children's mother, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church. In this way, your children can see and learn from you what is the biblical submission and love and the beauty of this. These two role models on submission and love can help children to learn honoring parents through submission and love for their parents. And parents, being sons and daughters yourselves, we should learn to honor our parents as well. In this way, your children can see the beauty of honoring parents coming from fearing God and loving God. The children can be attracted to learn to honor their parents, and their parents are you. They can learn to honor you. If we ourselves do not respect and honor our parents, our children will find it difficult to respect and honor us when they grow up. This is not only our own painful loss. This is also their very great loss, because God blessed those who honor parents and judge those who despise parents. Honoring parents through loving and respecting them is an important preparation for marriage. If a person does not honor parents, this shows that he has lack of God's love. Then how can he have God's love to love his spouse? You may say, "I don't have love for my parents, but I have love for my spouse." If this is the case, then the love you have for your spouse must be man's love, but not God's love. But man's love is not reliable. One day it will run out and gone, just like the wine run out in the wedding of Cana in Jesus' time. Lack of God's love means lack of preparation of marriage. Secondly, if a person does not honor parents, it shows that she is lack of a respectful and submissive spirit. If a daughter did not learn to respect and submit to parents before marriage, it is difficult for her to respect and submit to her husband after marriage. So we are asked to love and respect and even to submit to our parents. What kind of parents? Good parents or bad parents? Who chose What kind of parents to be our parents? You can't choose your parents. Neither your parents can choose themselves to be your parents. It is God who chooses your parents to be your parents. He knew who will be your parents. He also knew them very well. He knew that they are good parents after God's heart. He knew even that they are bad parents sinning against Him. God allows them to be your earthly parents. Through them, God can bless you with a submissive and loving spirit. In this process, He knows that you need grace, but He desires to give you grace. He wants you to experience that His grace is sufficient for you. This submissive and loving spirit will be your valuable preparation to receive God's abundant blessing in the later years of your life. Just like God said in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 to 12. He said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you." God wants you to obey your parents is to prosper you, but not to harm you. He desires to give you hope and a blessed future. So after today's gathering, I encourage you to spend some time at home to reflect on your relationship with your parents before God. If God shows you of your sinning against Him and against your parents, ask God to forgive you. Ask the Lord to cleanse you with the blood of Jesus. If you see there are wounds, hurt, which is due to the hurting incurred to you by your parents, ask God to heal your wounds with His words and His love. Because of sin, not all parents are good parents. Actually, a lot of parents are not good parents. A lot of children, they may not have good parents. But the Bible tells us that everyone can have the loving Heavenly Father to be his or her father. We can ask our Heavenly Father to heal our wounds incurred by our earthly parents through God's love and grace. Every parent and children relationship is unique. However, the Holy Spirit can teach you how to honor your parents in your unique situation. All this, we need to ask the Lord, ask our Heavenly Father to help us to know our Heavenly Father's love so that we can learn to honor our parents. We can't do it by ourselves. We need to have a close relationship with God, and the Holy Spirit will teach us. By ourselves, we will fail and we will give up. We will have guilt. But we have the blood of Jesus and we have God's grace. We can learn. And the Lord is pleasing to help us. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you so much originally. We are nobody Father, you sent your own beloved Son to come and to save us back to you, so that we can, for those who believe in you, can call you our Heavenly Father. Father, we ask you to reveal your love continuously in our heart, and so that we trust in you and we can learn to love you and we can learn to love our parents. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.